Michael, obviously you knew it was going to be tough here against one of the division's informed teams. How did you feel your side put up to the challenge?
Yeah, it was. I just said to him there. I said, what you've got to do is you've got to sort of like forget what's going on elsewhere. I said, because it's about us. Obviously we're down to 12 games now, but I think if we put performances in like we did tonight and show a little bit more belief in the final third, I'm still convinced that we'll be fine. I thought there were some fantastic performances out there. We limited a side who were absolutely flying at the minute to one opportunity, and we got punished. And that's what happens when you're down there. But ultimately, if they keep coming up the answers that they did at times, in the middle third, if they can do that into the final third, then I'll be happy.
I was going to say, there wasn't a lot in the game between the sides, was there? Which is testament, I suppose, to the job your guys did.
Yeah, definitely. They were fantastic in their work rate. They stayed together. They didn't let the disappointment of conceding the goal affect them that badly that we conceded another one. We had a good concentration. And like I say, literally at the minute, it's just a little bit of belief in the final third to make that final pass or shot, the cross, wherever it may be. And I think if we do that and it does click, then I think someone's going to be in trouble.
Did you get as much sort of out of your attacking, maybe Scott Allen and people like that, in the first half that you looked at tonight? Because Adam Federici didn't have a lot to do in the first half, did he?
No, I mean, it's one of them where both keepers never really had anything to do throughout the game. So it was obviously a tight game, like you say. But I think what we tried to do first half is obviously with Luke being there, the tendency is to go forward a little bit too long when you win the ball back. And I felt we did that, and I think Scott was getting a little bit frustrated, and you could see he was. So we just said to him at half time, I said, look, there's an opportunity to get the ball into Scott in front of their back four because Luke was stretching him so high. So we did that better in the second half, and Scott got some freedom, and he's shown what a good footballer he is.
Because obviously you've come off with no points, is it hard to push those positives through to the players when they're fresh from the disappointment of losing?
Yeah, possibly, but I think obviously if you're making sense and you're saying the right things and you're not deluding them, I think obviously they will take it on board. And the biggest thing is we can talk about what other teams are doing, but we've got a task to take care of ourselves. We know how many games we need to win to stay in the division. There's certainly more games left than what we need to win, so hopefully we'll stick to that task.
How many do you feel you do need to win to stay in the division?
We'll just keep that in the dressing room.
Does it matter that you are now on the bottom of the championship tonight psychologically?
Well, that's another thing I said to him. I said, from my point of view, we've got a task to do and we'll stick to it, and we know exactly what we need to do. We know the games we need to win to stay in the league, and regardless of where we are on the table, we can't hide that. People are going to talk about that and people are going to shove it in our faces, which is, that's part and parcel of what's happened. But I said to him, if you're strong enough to put that to the side and actually stick to task, game after game after game, I think we'll be okay, because ultimately you have to get your disappointment of each game on the way.
There's no money for a new dictaphone over the press officer, that's for sure. Just finally, in terms of players, obviously I know you don't know necessarily from hour to hour in terms of people going out, but what about your efforts to bring someone in? I know you were hoping to maybe try and get a striker in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a couple of strikers that we're looking to bring in at the minute. If we're not able to do it on tomorrow or Thursday, then I'm convinced we'll get it done after the Brighton game. But we'll work ever so hard to try and make it happen before that game.
And any further news on anyone going out, or are you just holding your breath and turning your phone off?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I'm just, like I say, I'm just trying to turn a blind eye to what happens. And obviously a lot of people are interested in our players because, we've got two or three good players in there who can play at the top of this league, and that's what we want to tend to do at some point in our future.
Very finally, no Tal Ben-Haim tonight. What was the thoughts on that?
Yeah, he was ill. He's been ill, yeah. He's had a virus, so he wasn't able to travel today.